talk about bouncing back from last two games and getting back in the win column. What do you girls have to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's not what we wanted to begin with. So it's just kind of getting everyone kind of working on the same page, getting everyone on the same page, our pitchers and our defense, offense, everything kind of meshing together, especially with it coming close to the postseason time. That's kind of something that's where it's not necessarily the best team, but the hottest team. So I think if we all get on the same page, we're just going to be just fine.
Do you like it now that there are no midweek games and you can just take the middle of the week off? Not off, but, like, just use it to prepare for the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely going to give us kind of more of a physically and mentally kind of break to kind of relax and really focus more on those big games, especially kind of coming down towards the end of SEC, tied at second with Tennessee. So we obviously want to finish strong with them being our last series. So it's going to be a really big next couple of weeks. So we're excited to get back to work and win some games.
When you went ahead and switched playing softball, come out as a freshman, or any of the sophomores that you lean on from their experience, talking to them to help you make the transition to softball from Division I?
Yeah, so I mean, definitely all my teammates, not necessarily just sophomores, because I mean, all of them, this is the first time they've had upperclassmen as starters. So, I mean, a lot of them have been playing since they were freshmen. So just kind of getting their advice, especially getting closer to postseason, kind of having to deal with it and just taking one game at a time, one pitch at a time. And I think if we take that mindset, we're going to go far away.